Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
I want to hear some voices. Lift up your hands and just begin to magnify God. Say, Lord, be magnified in this place this morning. Come on, lift up your hands unto Him. Yes, Lord. Speak to me this morning. Pray that your heart will be open this morning as the Word of God comes. Say, Lord, let my heart be opened to receive from you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Father, this morning we are grateful to you. We want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for life. Thank you that we can gather this morning, still having breath, to lift up our hands and our hearts to you in adoration and in honor. We say we are privileged. This morning we say, Lord, speak to us. Impart us with your word. Let your word come to heal. Let it come to deliver. Let your word touch our hearts this morning. Let there be no hindrance to your word. Let there be no hard hearts to your word. But soften our hearts. Let our hearts be fertile. Fertile grounds, oh God, that will yield fruits to your glory. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And we ask that you bless all these offerings in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. It's good to see all of you. Yeah, I feel like I've been away for 1 year, but it's just 2 Sundays. Amen. And I just came back from, well, not just, I came back last weekend on Sunday evening from Ghana. I was with my father, the bishop. Amen. He's a good father, a very loving father, and I really, really enjoyed my time with him. Amen. And I believe that I've also been greatly impacted to impact you. Do you believe it? All right. So let us share a little bit of word today. Amen. I want to title this, Labor for the Impartation from the Prophet. All right? You will understand as I go on. Labor for the impartation from the Prophet. Amen. Bishop sent his greetings. Good things are happening in Ghana and all over the world with our churches. If I want you to go around him, you see that he's in a different, at a different level. It's hard to see it when you are far away. Amen. That is why I think some of you should go for the mountain. What is it called again? Who put it up? Mountain of the Lord Convention, which is our homecoming in November. All right? If you can go, or if you're going to be in Accra or anywhere near, or if you can go, just buy a ticket and go. Your life will never be the same. Amen. The Lord is really using him. He's very, very anointed. The anointing on his life is at another level. Yes, and I think we have to be serious. Do you understand? We have to be serious. There's no reason why you should have a great father and not be great. Huh? You can't have a great father and not be great. You see? So this is our year of greatness. Part of it is also tapping into the greatness that he has, that God has decorated him with. Yeah. When you see a child of a king or a chief or somebody that is great, the person doesn't need introduction. Isn't it? Yeah. Yesterday I was at a wedding. I had to officiate the weddings of one of our pastors, one of our reverends. Apostle called me to go do it in Maryland. So Kofi drove me and we went. You know, I'd wondered some greatness about this guy, this reverend minister, one of the young reverend ministers. And lo and behold, his father flew from Ghana for the wedding. He came yesterday morning just to be at the wedding. And he's a chief, you see, and a chief of one of the big areas in Ghana. Like I said, a chief has come. Yeah. Was introduced Nana. He's one of the sub-stu chiefs of the Ashanti region. You see, in Ghana, most regions don't respect their chiefs. Yes, apart from the Ashanti region. Yes, the Asantehene, who is the overall chief, is a great man. If he enters this room, you see that he's a great man, decorated with gold. Yes, as a man stood up and he did this, you could see gold dingling. And not small gold like the one on your wedding ring. Bangles of gold. If you take one, you are a millionaire. That's one. Yeah. Do you see? So when you are a son of a chief, it should rub on you. And the wedding was grandiose. It wasn't a simple wedding. You understand? Lift up your hand and say, I'm also a child of a king. Yes. You must be great. In fact, this year we've been preaching greatness the whole year. It's my year of greatness. Thou shalt increase my greatness. Isn't it? And we are about in the last quarter, almost in the last quarter of the year. It's not too late. You can be great and you should be great. I want us to be in a state that at the end of the year, when we are calling for testimonies on 31st, when you stand here and you speak, say, I've also tasted greatness. Nobody should be left behind. You see? And part of it is linked to how to receive an impartation from the prophet. Yeah, we have a real prophet. In fact, I'm a son of a prophet. I'm a prophet myself. Yeah. I will say it boldly now. Yes, I'm a prophet because I'm a son of a prophet. Are you understanding? But I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the prophet that God has given us. And I'm here to tell that let's labor for an impact, not even an impartation, the impartation from the prophet of the house, who is our father, Bishop Dr. Ward Mills. Amen. Listen, I'm your pastor. And I can tell that there are different levels of admiration for him in this church. Not everybody has received him. Yes. This morning I was telling Lady Pastor as we're coming in the car that it's my fault. Maybe I have not introduced you to him properly as a father. Do you see?
And you need to connect to him for that greatness. There's no reason why you should have a father like that and not be great. No, 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 no. Amen. So I'm going to talk to you about labor for the impartation of the prophet. Labor for the impartation of the prophet or from the prophet. Amen. Now, when I was in Ghana, Bishop, one of the things Bishop was telling us was that we should labor for things that matter. What is labor? Labor is hard work. Yeah. Labor is hard work. If you're an American, it's spelled without a U. If you're from Britain or UK, it's spelled with a U. Same thing. When we talk about labor, we are talking, are you understanding my message? We are talking about hard work. Working that is hard. And what I'm saying to you this morning is that work hard for the impartation from the prophet. All right? Now, some of us are working hard to be rich. Ask your neighbor that, do you believe the Bible? Yeah. Wow, that's when you are here. Uh-huh. I didn't know you were here. Ask your neighbor that, do you believe the Bible? Eh? Are you sure? Because some of us handle the Bible as though, you know, it's like something that somebody says you should believe. But do you actually believe? Mrs. do you believe the Bible? Are you sure? This Bible that you're holding, are you sure? Then why do we not do what is in there? You see, for example, when God talks about riches, he plainly tells us not to labor for even riches. The thing that when you wake up, that is your main thing. Let me ask you a simple question. You see, if, God forbid, in Jesus' name, it will never happen. But if you were told today that you have 3 more weeks to live. I'm a physician. And I've been in places at meetings and in the clinic and offices where people have been told that, Charlie, 3 months or so, you are gone. So I'm asking you that if you were told that you had only 3 months to live, your life would change. I mean, we'll stop this, all this drop, and we'll be serious. Let's be serious. We'll start being serious. We will not have to beg you to come for prayer meeting. We will not have to beg you to even come in and I mean, there'll be no negotiation. By the time the door is open, you'll be the first person to come in. Yes. You see, but that has not been told you. You see, Bishop always says that we should live our lives and work as though we are dying people. There's a lot of wisdom in it. So God says in Proverbs 23:4, let's turn to it. He says, labor not to be rich. Labor not to be rich. Don't work hard to be rich. It's hard to believe it. He didn't say we shouldn't work. Do you understand? But he says, don't labor to be rich. Then he adds, cease from thine own wisdom. Because you see, laboring to be rich is your wisdom. I mean, it's our wisdom that you have to work hard in a certain way and cut God off sometimes to be rich. You can't. You have to work on Sunday. No, I have to do my double time. That's the only way I can be rich. But the Bible, if we believe it, is saying that labor not to be rich. Don't work so hard. In other words, don't be so fixated that I have to wake up in the morning and go to work at 5 a.m. and go to, you know, and work on Sundays and work on Wednesdays when service is even going on here. That is the only way I can. No, he says, don't labor to be rich. And in case you didn't understand, then he added, cease from thine own wisdom. Don't let that be your pattern of thinking. So how do we become rich? He gives us the answer in Proverbs 10:22. That the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. It's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And he gives a sort of wealth that does not add sorrow. Yeah. The kind of wealth that when you have, you sleep like a baby. You are not worried about what is going on Wall Street. You are not worried about whether in the morning when you wake up, your boss would call you and say, you don't have a job. I'm telling you, I am where I am just because of God. It's a blessing. When you understand, you will not even be afraid. Fear not. Lesinto brehe kapaye elishkinde limrungo epale malanto tapelebe. You don't understand it yet, but it shall become so clear. For I will lift you up to a place that you would understand as you stand there in days and weeks to come, and you would marvel, and you would know that it is I, the Lord, who is with you. Yes. Yes. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's a personal prophecy to her. She understands it. It is the blessing of God that maketh not your effort. No. We are not saying don't work, but don't bang your, even as you are going to work, know that it's the blessing of the Lord that is even taking you to work. Yeah. Because you can be laid off. I've been laid off before. Yeah. I was laid off before. But I'm still alive and thriving. Ask your neighbor, have you been laid off before? So we are talking about moving on a pathway, in a certain pathway that takes you to a certain level of wealth that is the blessing, not your effort. That is what makes a person rich. So when I'm talking about labor for the impartation of the prophet, I'm just using this word as an example. I'm talking about specific impartations that money can't buy. Food cannot buy. Your status in life cannot buy. Your last name cannot buy. Anything about you personally cannot buy. It is something that is a spiritual endowment that comes from God through a vessel to you. There's no other way you will get it. Yes. You see, so we're talking about the impartation from the prophet. And I'm saying to you that labor for it. Work hard for it. Fight for it. Work hard. When you wake up, you know, let it be a focus. Let it be one of the things that you focus on. I'm going to work hard to get an impartation from the prophet. 2 Chronicles 20:20. We all know this verse. But ask your neighbor, do you believe 2 Chronicles 20:20? Do you believe it? I like only the last part. It says, believe in the Lord your God. Huh? So shall you be established, nurtured, nursed. That is what believe. Then he says, believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. You'll be promoted. You will be moved from one level to the next level by believing his prophet. You see, when we talk about the prophet, you see, it's been diluted so much, especially because of somewhere from where some of us come from, like in Ghana. It's so diluted. When you talk about prophet, you're talking about, people think about somebody who is taking some money from you and give me some word. Somebody who is even making merchandise of the giftings and the things of God. That is how we think of a prophet. And the whole thing has been diluted. But the real prophet is a real prophet carries the voice of God, and he speaks the words of God, and he teaches, and he brings a real impartation from the heaven. That's a real prophet. Speaks the mind of God. Teaches the mind of God. In fact, teaching is a great part of the prophetic. Yeah. The prophetic is not limited to predictions. Especially predictions that are always evil. Never a good prediction. Predictions that are always your grandmother is a witch, your uncle is a wizard, everybody is a witch. That is the only thing that is said. No. A real prophet sees into the spirit realm. He sees the similitude of God. He's able to see. I always use this as, when you go to the parking lot and you have eyes to see, see that it's not only one type of car. There are Toyotas, there are Hyundais, there are BMWs, there are all kinds of cars out there, not just one type of car. So is the prophet. And he says, when you believe the prophet, what happens is that it brings promotion. It brings prosperity. And that is why I'm telling you that connect to the prophet. Yeah. Connect to the prophet. Connect to the prophet that God has given you. You see, this thing that we've started announcing this, honor your prophet, YHYP, it's like even a joke for some of you. Yeah, you don't regard it. It's like it's nothing. The man, he doesn't even need your little dollar from America here. Yeah. We're with him. People fly in from all over the world just to come and talk to him. Be with him. Yeah. Sometimes they send private jets from other countries. Just come and pick him up. Preach one service and bring him back. Let's be serious. Yeah. Yeah. His honorariums are houses. I mean, he preaches once, he comes, but they give him a house. This is a ticket. Yeah. People bring him things and he gives it out. Yeah. People bring Mercedes-Benz. I'm not driving a Mercedes-Benz. Take it. Give it to this person. Give it up. You see his car. In fact, we're even joking. At the meeting, they said somebody had parked in his spot where he parks. It's not even marked. All right? When you go to a parking lot, you can't even tell the car he drives. Because everybody's driving a nicer car than him. Yeah. And that's the truth. Real millionaires in America here, you can't see. I read an article many years ago. Real millionaires, you can't tell. You can't tell by where they live. In fact, sometimes they live and drive the lowest. Yeah. But they are stocks and they are heavy. So even when you think about this church, it's all about getting money, 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 money. No, you are not thinking correctly. It's an attempt to rather help you. Yeah, just a few days with him alone, just the impartation that I received. Yes. And the energizing to pursue ministry even to a higher level and keep moving. In fact, I can't even tell you everything. So, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, labor for the impartation from the prophet. I'm going to dwell on this for a couple of weeks until you get it. All right? So, what is an impartation? What is impartation? What do you mean by impartation? All right? So, number one, impartation is the transmission of spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. Write it down. Impartation is a spiritual transfer or transmission of a spiritual endowment. Transmission of a spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. Alright? So we are talking about the transmission of spiritual endowment from him to us. Amen. You know the amazing thing I like about Daddy is that he would tell you where he is getting his transmission from. Yeah. He makes no mistake. He'll tell you. He'll tell you who he's getting close, and I'll show you how to tap into that. I'll show you as we go on. You tell you. You see him mentioning Bishop Ayedepo. You see him mentioning Kenneth Hagin. You see him mentioning Rick Joyner. You see him mentioning people that he's Rana Bonke. Yeah. all these big crusades, he tapped it from Ronald Bonke. Because he recognized I have to labor for the impartation from the prophet. Yeah. And that's not what, when you listen to Bishop Hyatt, what he'll tell you. I got this from Kenneth Copeland. I got this from Kenneth Hagin. Yeah. In fact, I heard him say, he said, the day Kenneth Hagin died, the day just before he was going, God woke him up and he said, I'm about to take somebody from you who is as close to you as your cloth that you're wearing. Yeah, God told him. Yeah, God told him. I'm about to take somebody away that is as close to you as your cloth. Yes. So he woke up, he said, is it my father, my real biological father? The Lord said, no, Hagin is going home. Yeah. So he woke up, said, we need to come to America. I need to see Kenneth Hagin. I don't know whether it even happened. Yeah. Yeah. Redeem. Bishop, or he doesn't even call himself Bishop, Pastor Enoch Adeboye. Yeah. He can call Bishop at any point, preach for me, or just preach. Bishop Ayedepo asked, why? He said, everything that I will say, you will say. Everything that I will say is what you will say. There's no need for me to be there. Preach. And preach as long as you want in a redeemed church. Listen, it's not about this, your isolation and feeling that you will get somewhere by yourself. No, it is by pure association. Everybody gets somewhere through somebody. And God has given us a prophet. And we're not saying that we live so far away that we don't even have the opportunity to even minister to him in material things as people around him. Yeah. So we have a season to say once or twice a year is birthday. Galatians 6:6, the first weekend, November, October. Let's just gather him, gather something, give to him, and write little notes for him to show that, Daddy, we love you. And we honor you. It's a spiritual thing. Some of you don't even honor your real biological parents. You don't honor them. When was the last time you sent your mother a dollar? $1? It can't even be a bone of contention. You are missing something. Your parents are in Ghana suffering. I mean, they don't have anything. Even toilet paper, excuse me, is a problem. Yeah. Then you sit there, you wipe your butt with Scott, the most expensive toilet paper in Ghana. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, you'll find me, I'm a different creature now. You can tell, can't you? Yeah, I'm a different creature. Yes. Yeah. You are using Scott. Even for them rose, they can't get. Yeah. Where is the honor? Where is the honor? Where is the honor? You can't say, listen. If you cannot depart with $5, $6, $10, $100, $50, you see, and let me tell you something. Honoring it in relationship to the level you are at. Yes. For somebody, $10 is a great honor. For somebody, $100 is not even a great honor. $500 is not even a great honor. Because in relation to where you are and what you have, it's not an honor. And I'm telling you, until we learn these things, that there's a certain level of greatness that will elude us. Yes. And by the way, as you don't honor, so you will not be honored. Yes. And you'll be happy where you are and feel that you have everything in life. You see that one day it will change. And it will be so real to you what serving God. That will be, you see that there's a difference. There's a difference between somebody who is doing what God wants him to do. And somebody who is just doing something and floating. What I said is deep. Think about it. All right? So it is the transmission of spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. Romans 1:11 says, "For I long to see you that I may impart to you." This is a man speaking, anointed. He says, "I long to see you. I long to see you that I may impart something." Yeah. You know, at the meeting, I could tell from Bishop's heart that you can see how he's just yearning to see. Because the meeting was all about his lay pastors who have been lay pastors for more than 7 years. He just wanted to just be with me. And he said to her, he said, "I love you. And some of you are even pulling away from me. I'm trying to love you." So you know what he did? At the point, he just made us watch a little bit of this old movie, Love Brewed in an African Pot. Yes, he just showed, just watch. Yeah? Yeah? You love somebody, but the person is shying away. You love somebody, but the person is drawing away. Yeah. 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 Some of us behave like the way some wives behave. Yeah. "I love you." "Are you sure?" your husband is loving you. "Honey, I love you." I said, "Are you sure?" Ah. Are there some husbands here? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Emma, don't worry. It's common. It's common in the ministry. "I love you. Are you sure?" "Oh, honey, this dress that you are wearing, it's nice. So I really like it." "Hey, are you very sure? Or is he reminding you of some days that the other girlfriend you had? I mean, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Honey, your dress this evening looks nice. So are you sure? Or you want something?" So he says, "I long to see you." Why? What is the reason? "So that I may impart." I just want to see you. I want to see that there's something, there's a certain spiritual endowment that I have to pass on to you. I want to see you. Yeah. And for a lot of us, you see, we should all consider ourselves as children of Bishop. Yeah. Or if you like, you can say grandchildren of Bishop. Children are still children. Even if you think that you know me and you don't know him, which is again my fault. But whatever, we are children. And he longs to see us. He longs to relate to us so he may impart something. When you get to heaven, ask God why he does that. Yes. Ask him why he just doesn't impart it to you. Ask him why he doesn't just give it to you directly. "God, as for me, just give me a direct deposit, you know. Don't pass it through somebody. You just open the heavens and just pour it on me, you know." But that's not how it works. Let me give you another example. Old Testament example. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11. Let me talk a little bit and I'll close, okay? I promise I won't preach too long, but let me. I need to establish this so we can continue next week. So Numbers 11, are you in Numbers 11? Verse 24, let's start from verse 24. Do you have it? Oh, I can't hear you. Do you have it? So it says, "And Moses went out and told the people the word of the Lord and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and set them around the tabernacle." And watch what God did. "And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit." And took of what? And took of what? And took of what? He didn't say, "And he took of the Holy Spirit." He said, "He took of the spirit." He took of the spirit. He took of the spirit that was upon him, Moses. God took of that spirit. And watch what he did. And gave it unto the 70 elders. Wow. And
And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and not ceased. That is what brought a change. That is why I'm looking for that impartation. I think I have it to some degree. I'm looking for that impartation, the full impartation from him unto me. And the man has it all, man. He's prosperous. He's great. He's name it. Yeah. So when the Spirit upon Moses was transferred to the people, they began to do exactly what Moses did. But note here that Moses was around where they were. Yes. It didn't happen in isolation. Moses was with them. They were in a camp. You see, and when you read on, won't have time to read the whole thing. But when you read on to verse down to 29, you see that there were even two people who were not even around the immediate vicinity, but they were in the camp. Somebody say they were in the camp. In other words, they were here. Okay, they were in church, but maybe they were not even in the room, but they were maybe in the administration area. And what happened? When the distribution came, when the impartation came, they also got it. To the point that the people here in the church were annoyed and said, why those two people, why are they also getting the impartation? And Moses said, hey, are you envious of them? They've also received their portion. Amen. That is why I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter whether you're in North America and Bishop is in Ghana. It doesn't matter whether you are in Korea and Bishop is in Ghana. With the true connection, listen to this, with the true connection, you can still be imparted. Yes. Those two people, they were not in a room, but they were in the camp. You see, so when we talk about the defines or the limits of a camp, we're not talking necessarily about the physical limit. The spiritual things are different from physical things. See, yeah. I think a few days ago, I was telling my wife that you'd be surprised I'm more connected to people, to Bishop, than even people that you think are connected to Bishop more than me. Yes. Yes. Because it's a deep spiritual thing. Amen. So, the first definition of impartation is a transmission of spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel. Let me give you the second definition. We'll close from there. It's the transmission of the power of God from his anointed vessel to deal with situations of life. That's impartation. Should I read it again? It is the transmission of the power of God from his anointed vessels to deal with situations of life. Yeah. So somebody is so anointed, somebody is so endowed with power. And impartation is when that power is transmitted to you to deal with certain situations in your life. And some situations in your life will not change. It will not alter until you have encountered such an impartation. That is why people who get close, people's lives have been changed. Listen to the testimonies. Yeah. Permanent changes have happened to people who have opened themselves and been imparted. What is the scripture? Luke 5:17. End with that. Luke 5:17. It says, and it came to pass a certain day, as he was teaching, this is Jesus Christ, the anointed vessel, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And he says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. As he was preaching in his presence, there was transmission of power present to heal. That is impartation. When you receive an impartation, there is transmission of power. I'm telling you, there are different various transmissions of different types of power that will bring permanent changes to your life, your marriage,
your parenting, your finances. Yeah. Sometimes when you are listening to him, even recently I was listening to him, and something just clicked. This is what I need to do. This is what, because I was rushing to make a decision. This is what I need to do. Yes. Impartation. Impartation. Oh, your life is going to change. I said, your life is going to change. Let's get serious. Yeah, let's get serious. Your life is going to change. You see, it is a matter of aligning yourself. You understand? Yes. It's a matter of aligning yourself to the right posture. And things will start falling in place. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You will change. Yes. Lift up your hand and say, I will change. Say, I believe I'll be changed. Say, I will be imparted. Yes. Because I believe that you are even understanding impartation in a different way today. Amen. And we're going to go into it, and I'll show you things that we need to do to receive impartation. Are you interested? Yes. I'll show you certain things, maybe four or five of them, that we need to do. And when you can understand it, you will labor for it. When you wake up in the morning, it will be your focus. Rather than making millions your focus. I mean, I have to be a millionaire. Yeah, I have to be a millionaire. Shouldn't happen. Many years ago, I had an accountant that were trying to get into the church. He never really became a church member, but he was always, says he greedy, oh, I'll be a millionaire, I'll be a millionaire. Recently, I heard he was in jail. He's in jail. I'm not saying you go to jail. You understand? But I'm trying to show you that let's labor. Let's focus on what would bring a change. Amen. Close your eyes. Put your hand on your heart. And just pray for yourself this afternoon as we end this morning. Just ask God to help you. Yes, ask him to help you. God is helping you. God is helping you this morning. Ask him, let's say, Lord, help me. Help my heart. Give me a better understanding. A greater understanding. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. A change. A change that will help me to align myself to receive of the impartation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Receive this prayer with your heart right now. Receive this prayer with your heart right now. I'm about to pray. Open your heart fully and receive it. Father, thank you for every heart that is represented in this place. I left every heart here into your hands, Lord. Thank you that today marks the beginning of a different alignment of hearts towards a vessel that you have given us. We believe your word. We believe 2 Chronicles 20:20, that as we believe your prophet, that is so clear without a doubt that he's called, anointed, positioned, a vessel through whom you pass at great power with mighty great works, that our hearts towards him will be open and is open to receive. And thank you for the great impartation that will lift us up according to 2 Chronicles 20:20 to another realm of greatness and prosperity. Because we believe that this is our year of greatness. Thank you, O God, for what you're about to do in some lives the next 3 months. In the next 3 months, thank you for amazing miracles and testimonies to your glory in Jesus' name. And all shall say amen. With every head still bowed, every eye closed, if you are here today, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just lift up that hand. I'll pray with you. Anybody here? Or you are here and you feel that your life with God is not the way it should be. Want to rededicate your life to God. Say, Father, I want a new beginning with you. Walk closer to you than ever. Lift up that hand. I'll pray with you.
Anybody here like that? Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Put